The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Find a position that for you is comfortable and stable. And we'll begin with a simple body scan, but I'd like to invite you to use every step of the body scan as a way of offering loving kindness to your body and to yourself. So first of all, let's bring our awareness to the area of the head. And see if there are any tensions or tightness that you might have in the face, the forehead, the eyes. And to the extent that you can, and with a heart of kindness, see if you can soften those. And now in the area of the mouth, the tongue, the neck, the jaw, see if you can bring your nurturing awareness to those areas and let go of anything there that might be a little bit tight. And now, imagine that you are the most nurturing parent that you could ever wish for. And with that sense of care, bring your attention to your shoulders and see if there's anything there that you can let go of or soften. And now moving into the front and the back of the heart area. Bring your loving awareness to your own heart and breathe into it. And let the breath itself be a way of nourishing your heart. And moving down into the belly, sometimes called the hara, and the pelvis. Let your kind-hearted attention rest there. And again, see if there's anything you might be able to let go of or soften. And what would it feel like to fill your belly with goodwill? And now bring this sense of friendliness and attention to the thighs, the knees, the legs, the feet. See if there's anything there that can be softened. And now take a couple of deep breaths, breathing into and out of the whole body. And keeping alive this sense of warmth and friendliness. And now return to your normal breathing. Still aware of the whole body. And let the breath be a way of nourishing this body. It may not be perfect, but it's something you care about, this body. You care about yourself. So just experiment with the practice of letting the breath nourish yourself through the body. And as we stay with the breath, we can cultivate a sitting posture that's conducive to stability, to calmness, friendliness. So see if you can let the tailbone drop down towards the earth a little bit. And then lifting the back of the skull, chin comes in a little bit, and the head lifts towards the sky. So here we're putting a little bit of energy into the spine, grounding the base of the spine in the earth, and letting the head open to the heavens. But take it easy, don't overdo it. This little effort of stretching the spine in both directions is a way of giving our core a sense of solidity and strength from which we can kind of let the rest of ourselves relax from. And as you stay with the breath, see if you can evoke a sense of trust. Trusting in the simple process of breathing. Trusting that this is enough, just to be alive. Trusting that it's okay to be who we are. Just being here. Nowhere to go. Nothing to do. No one to be. Just a body breathing. But what a miracle that actually is. Some people might say that it's selfish to spend an entire day meditating, or even a half an hour. But the extent to which we can be a source of peace and love for others and for the world is the extent to which we can be a source of love and peace for ourselves. So as you stay with your breath, see if you can also stay with a sense of friendliness towards yourself. And let this friendliness radiate out to others, to everyone in this room. And if the mind should wander, it's no big deal. This is what minds do. So if you catch yourself thinking or lost in thoughts, just simply come back to the breath. Notice it, and you come back. But leaving aside any self-judgment. And come back with an open heart. Maybe with compassion for that mind that has difficulty staying present. And our effort to stay with the breath should be one that's based on determination, yes, but also kindness. And a sense of friendliness towards whatever the present moment is offering us. Friendliness towards our experience, towards ourselves. And not wanting things to be different than they are. Not wanting our experience to be different, or our meditation to be different. If we want things to be different than they are, this is not loving kindness. This is actually a form of aggression. So throughout the day today, you can experiment with greeting each moment as a friend. Now, as we come to the end of this sitting, I'll ring the bell, but before I do so, prepare yourselves so that you really experience the transition of eyes closed to eyes open. And you don't let that transition distract you. And then when you hear the bell, just stay for a moment without moving. And then when you're ready, you begin standing up, but again, bringing the same mindfulness to all the details of your movement as you go from sitting to standing and taking your time.